Recording stopped. Recording in progress.
Okay, remote site. Let's try to remember what we were up to. A lot has happened since we were last in this room learning Maseches Brachos together. We daven that we can fulfill the Chazal that Amalei David in the Shari Mitzvah of Halach in Yerushalayim, then the Yadayim of Yoav would not have succeeded in Krav. So the Yadayim of Yoav are out there helping us learn Torah in Yerushalayim, and we're doing our part to provide the zechuyos that are needed to give hatzlacha to our soldiers. We left off in the middle of the discussion of Korah. Korah had a principle. The principle was seemingly lo nati inish adaita dahachi, right? Whatever is not an intentional product. Was you say shahakalon, and that was the why we paskin, right? The psak was very clear. Machlokas amarim, but the psak was very clear that we paskin like Shmuel that we say shahakol on Korah, and we had a machlokas. Excuse me, if you remember the last board, what exactly are the gedorim of lunati adai to dahachi? Is it we saw in the lashon of the ra'ah and the miri and the rush who continued integrating this havamina of sofolis kashos? Maybe really it's not a din of lonati adayin dahachi. It's only a din of things that are sofolis kashos. In order to do that and follow shakatari, you have to take all of them tamros or sofolis kashos, which they do. And really, it's a special bit of sofa liskasha. Just if you plan to pick it before it's miskasha, then it's not sofa liskasha, because sofa liskasha is not biological. It is industrial. It is societal. But if you don't plan to pick it, then sofa liskasha means anything that is going to turn into hard wood is not considered a pre, maybe not even considered a real kedula karka. But that was not the mainstream. We saw the mainstream was no. Whatever you don't have in mind when you plant it is not, at least as far as we said last time, if I recall correctly, is not called a pre, because a pre is not something that grows. A pre is not something that grows, but something that is grown. We saw a perhaps technical machlokas, this is what we left off with, Ari Medaikin Rashi, and I quote Negros Moshe, I put in the brackets for anyone who wants to see it inside, I'm not going to quote it again, that really, we are not the adaita to anything that doesn't make us lose money. Or, like we saw in many of the poskim, and that was the achra of the Mishnah Brura, based on the Berakhah Yosef and the Eliyahu Rabbah, etc., that no, only things you specifically have in mind. So is that you have everything in mind, you're not the adaita to everything except for Korah, because then you lose a lot of money because it won't grow more. Or is it that you have nothing in mind unless you mamish think about it, and they would mamish think about the tamros and the ulin of the tzlaf tree, which, I have no idea. I'm not a tzlaf farmer from 1,500 years, 1,700 years ago, could very well be. And we had all the nafkaminas, and we pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah's hachra, which is the hachra of the accepted by the poskim, is very clear.
You kind of hear on the next stop, you bring that what are his dasas? But isn't his bottle, according to, his dasas bottle, according to what everybody else thinks?
Yeah, that's where Moshe discussed this. L'chora, it's an interesting question. L'chora, the poskim seem to assume that we're not talking about the das of the particular individual, we're talking about the das of people in general. Although it's an interesting question, but they, at the very least, the poskim assume we're talking about the das of people in general, and otherwise, but l'daita. Now, What we didn't get a chance to point out last time is that the Levushe Srud seems to have a Tzvei Dinim about this. The Levushe Srud that was on the Makurashi, he is dealing with the Ulin and the Tamros. And he asks a question, which we would have given perhaps a different answer to. Gamadaita says, "Lushi Srad, Ikar and Atirakal of Yonos. Your intention for the tzlaf is only to grow the avyonos. Elad b'shas anatiya eno makbid nami achilas ha'olin. Except you're not makbid on eating the leaves because it doesn't hurt anything. Ke'enu miskalkel ha'ilan b'kach misham hachi bori pri adama ma'ashe enkein b'kora de makbid al achilas ha'korosh ha'makalkel ha'ilan mevarech shahakol." He seems to say that both Pirushim are right. Depends what bracha you want. To say ha'eitz, you need specific positive intention to eat it. To say hadama, it suffices to have general, no negative intention not to eat it. No neutral intention. And if you actually have intention not to eat it, then it is shahakol. So we left off. We didn't have time to mention this last time, but I think we left off about to mention this. Levushe Srad, that the Levushe Srad says that there is a tzveidinim, if you have positive intention, it's ha'etz. If you just have neutral intention, there's no downside, then it's hadama. And kor, which has a downside, is shahakol. So, one second in time. So, and we're going to come back to the question of perhaps why each part of the tzlaf is the bracha. It is certainly, but here if we have machlokas, sort of Rashi leading to Egros Moshe, and here we have Birkei Yosef and Elio Rabba, I think we have on the board leading to the Mishnah Brura, as to what does Adaita Dahachi mean with Rashi, etc., claiming that it's just a neutral general kavana. You know, the lashon is, let's use the lashon of eno makbid. Of eno makbid.
The board isn't clear. Oh, there it is. Now it is.
Okay. As opposed to Rabbi Yosi, no. You need specific positive kavana. Kavana, you know, sort of ikar hanetia, you know, the main thing you're thinking about. It doesn't mean it has to be one thing. It can be two things to be ikar hanetia. Says the Levushe Srad that there are tzveidinim. Says the Levushe Srad. He says beizdinim. If you have neutral general kavana, then that makes it hadama. If you have specific positive kavana, that is really not just you're not mocking, not just you don't mind, but you are specifically setting out to do that, and that's your whole goal, then that makes it it ha'etz and divides it into two dargos. Okay, maybe we'll mention this again in a few moments.
So you said that he was talking about the avyonos and the frisim.
No, the avyonos and the oven. The olin. He's not talking about a frisim yet. That's the whole next one. The avyonos are for sure ha'etz. I don't think anyone argues on that in the Gemara. And the olin are for sure hadama. I don't think anyone argues on that in the Gemara. So he's trying to explain why are the olin ha'etz and why are the avyonos ha'etz and the olin hadama and nothing shahakol in the tzlaf. So the Gemara says, why is nothing shahakol? Because it's not the adaita b'achi. So why are there two dargos of ha'etz and hadama? He says, because one is positive nati adaita b'achi, the other is neutral nati adaita b'achi. Of course, you would have answered this question differently. Why are there two dargos of ha'etz and hadama in the tzlaf?
They're not the same exact thing.
Because they're physically different. One is a fruit and one is a leaf, and they're biologically different. Interestingly,
we said that was the positive one was for to eat it.
The positive one was to eat the avyonos. You have neutral kavana, you don't mind eating the olive.
How does he deal with the chafrisin?
It's not up to the chafrisin. Maybe there's a machlokas what the kavana of chafrisin is.
But the one says that chafrisin are not
The Hemshech of the Gemara says Kafrisin are not Ochel. I don't remember the Hemshech of the Gemara saying that. I'm sorry.
It says about the Nates.
The Nates is not the same as Kafrisin.
No,
the Nates. A Dimyon is not the same. Not a Dimyon in Zeh. Okay, so the. And I want to come back to Josh's Hara in a moment. But let's continue for one moment, and I want to ask the question of the Shud HaRashba. The Shud HaRashba has an interesting question based on not the Shud HaRashba on 9, the Shud HaRashba on 10, which is quoting all the Achrona on page 9, but I decided that we might as well just see it explicitly. Shud HaRashba is an interesting question based on an assumption of the poskim. Lama mevarchem v'kol yivonash v'shiyot siyo v'chein v'bolshim v'shiyigarash v'vorchem v'or p'yayitz. Right? How come all the many Rishonim agree, all the trees when they first grow the fruits, and even small grapes when they reach the size of a white bean, you say ha'itz. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says the Meiri disagrees, but Tosfos says in the very end of Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, Osam Shkedim Shem Rakim Shem Rakim Ochlin Klipasach Chitonim Lo Natu Adayk Lohachi Lemechalup Shem Rakim Kiyam Lechalagar Inin Shalom Shem Special Varchalim Nami Shahakol. These small nuts. Tosfos is clearly talking about sweet nuts. Why? Because bitter nuts you can't eat when they're fully grown. They're too bitter. They're probably full of cyanide. Who knows what? But sweet nuts, you're supposed to eat when they're fully grown. People who eat them when they are immature, with the shells, because the shells are not yet hard, say shahakol, because lo nati yadayti d'hachi. The Rashi wants to know, how come tiny grapes and berries and apples and oranges and any fruit you can think of are ha'etz? After all, we're not we don't plant them to eat them so small. We plant them in order to eat them. We plant them in order to eat them when they're big. So this is not the adaiti dahachi. So what's the answer? Chazanish is actually mesupak what the Shud HaRashba meant, although I think he definitely means one way. What's the answer?
Because when the almonds are very small, so then the outer shell is the reason that he's eating them, because they're soft. So that's his intention. See, even though later on he's going to obviously just want the inner part of it.
Aha. As opposed to small, tiny grapes and other
fruits. Those are just
fruits.
Small grapes. The grapes will grow.
So I think this is what the Rosh was trying to answer. What's his answer? Sharkel Ilanus Chena Bolser Migofa Prishinotun Somachmos Senotun Somachmosu Ochel. Small fruits. You're eating the thing that you wanted to grow. It's small, but it's the same chefta.
Yeah.
A small grape is just a big grape when it's small. You can't say, I didn't plant it to eat this part. I planned it to eat this part bigger later. But it's the right part. As opposed to the shkedim, where if you read Tosus closely, he says, the shkedim, I planted it, planning to eat them when they were big. When I'm big, what do I do with the shells?
Throw them out.
And what do I eat? The nut. Instead, I'm eating them when they're small. When they're small, the nut is very, very tiny and batal umavotal, and it's the shells that are delicious. So I'm eating the different part of the tree. Basically, Pasha's the answer of the Rashba, and this is Chazanish's second shot in the Rashba, is that... if you're eating the part you plan to grow just too early, that don't nati adaiti dahachi, because nati adaiti dahachi doesn't mean the whole scenario is what you had in mind. It means this part is what you had in mind. And you had in mind this part, you just had in mind this part 2 months from now, and now for some weird reason you're eating the part now. That is, I think, Pashas of the Shud HaRashba. Maybe the usual question is it doesn't, because then you have to deal with the other Shud HaRashba in a moment. But here is the And, you know, when the Chazon Ish sort of asked this question, you could also ask this question on Tosos Amud Beis. Tosos says, and Tosos agrees the exact same thing, he says, when the, he takes it as a given, when the tiny grape is just the size of a bean, then you say Haitz, and even before it's the size of the bean, when it is Boser that is too small, what's the halachic word really for Boser means unripe grapes, yeah. Right? It's called really a Boser and a Cholos Pri when it reaches the size of a Pul Halavan, a white bean. Before then, Tosos calls it Boser before the white grapes. What's the real halachic term for the pre-Boser stage? Smadar, right? Those learned a few, it was like 4 days ago or something, right? When you eat it, when it's Smadar, you say Adama. No one said shahakol. As a matter of fact, I looked all the Rishonim. No one said you say shahakol on unripe fruits because they'll not be a daiti lahach. Okay, there are some Rishonim say some fruits are so unripe that they're inedible, and then that would change everything. But no one's. So why? Interesting question. That's not a conceptual question. It's two totally different conceptual. Why are unripe fruits ha'etz and sometimes hadama? Maybe. If lo nati adaita dahachi, fascinating question. And one answer is, I think the Pashtos Rashba, which is Pashtos of the Shut Rashba, and this is the Chazon Ish. In his second opinion, he says that it's not the Adaita Dahachi. Not the Adaita Dahachi only takes into account which part and not what stage of growth. Right? It is not the Adaita Dahachi of this part. Even though you're eating it too young and the shade it was a red herring, you thought. It was called the Nati Daita Dahachi when you read Tosos because you're eating it too early. No, it's because you're eating the wrong part. So the shell, the Meir denies this, which goes back to the next slide, the shell is different than the nut. That is a very, very simple and elegant answer. However, the Chazon Ish's first shot thinks the Shut Rashba might mean something else, which is found in a few Rishonim. Interestingly, what are the Ra'ah and the Meiri? What exception do they make to the rule of the Nati Daita Dahachi? What exceptions they make?
Peiros.
Exactly. Peiros, what they call Peiros Gemurim, says the Ra'ah. He says that, I'll read you some lines of Ra'ah. Hacha v'kora kein shugufal apiru klal. Since the kora is not really a pre, afgub demidu da'achal, even though it's edible, therefore it's not a chashim gedula karkalin in bracha to be called a pre. Because it's not a pre gomer and you don't have it in mind. But then he adds, calls you pre lo shna nati daiti dahachi or lo. Whatever's a pre, we don't care about nati daiti dahachi. A real pre is an exception. It's an objective pre. They never gave the requirement of nati daiti dahachi about peiros. No. Only things that are not fruits we believe can be pugla, right? What is a pugla? We decided a radish. The yerek, or yurakos, or lettuce. The lulav vegafunim, and the tendrils of grapevines. The koranamilav peira, or the kora, some sort of heart of palm. It's also not a pre. Only by a non-pre do we care. By a pre, we don't care at all. And the Meiri says the exact same thing as the Ra, even though I don't know of any influence between them. But the Meiri says the same thing. I'll just read it to you. He says, give me a second, and let me find it. Where is this? I thought it was in this page. Okay, I'm not finding the line now. Umikal makom, he says, he says it much more subtly. But he says here, how about, he's the only one who argues with Tosos about the klipos of the shkidim, because these are different assumptions we'll come back to, that the klipos are also considered a pre-gummer. And he said, "Become welcome. Klipos are rinlach gilik shem rakos. Klipos shkidim rakim, right? The immature nuts. Hanachon shem rakim kulam chal prehem varkalim breaker eitz. V'alpi shesofa klipos lehiskashos. They're all included in the pre, and you say breaker eitz, even though it is lo natia daichi. Okay, but the ra'ah is exceedingly, exceedingly clear. I thought he had another line also, but I am I'm not finding it right now. Ah, here we are. Ready? It says to me, you read in the beginning of this sugya. That's where it was. Hol v'sofen l'skasha she'ino adem nosin lebe shasatiyas adekos v'idaik lo sechorias klal v'kein she'ino gof ha'pri in mevarchan alim elon shahakol, since it's not gof ha'pri and lo nati daik ha'achi, etc. You say shahakol, okay, pretty clearly, not in as great length as the Ra'ah, that a gof ha'pri is different. So the second answer, these are the two answers of the Kazanish, but he's just summarizing different deus in the Rishonim, the Ra'ah, and the Meiri say, no. A pre-gomor, doesn't need to be nutty adaita dahachi. Whatever's a pre-gomor doesn't need to be nutty adaita dahachi. Here it's not quite clear what they mean. What is a pre-gomor? A pre-gomor is not a rash. That's not a pre-gomor. Because a radish needs to be nothing like the hockey. That's a shock of a target. A pre-gomor is not less. That's urakos, right? Which the Ra'ah says is not a pre-gomor. So what is a pre-gomor? Right? I would call the radish a pre-gomor. It's something real far. No, that's nothing like the hockey. It's not a pre-gomor. L'chor, what he means by a pre-gomor, I think, is a biological fruit. That's a pre-gomor. Right? You might, a radish is not a fruit. A radish is a root, no? Something like that? What? It's a root vegetable of some sort. I'm not a scientist. I don't know if anyone here is. A radish is not a fruit. Lettuce also not a fruit. It's just a leaf that tastes good. The kohl is certainly not a fruit, but grapes and fruit are fruits. So I think, anytime?
How do they establish where they're starting fruit?
For what's a fruit?
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to have to assume, I think, that, and here, okay, maybe I will, maybe I won't, get into a little trouble later. Maybe a fruit, what is a pre-gummer? Maybe a fruit is defined by, clearly when they say pre-gummer, they don't mean something which is important for agriculture. Because like radishes, there are radish farmers and only grows radishes, and that's not a pre-gummer. I think what they mean is a biological fruit. Now, I'm not a scientist. I don't know exactly. I'm sure they have a hagdara of a fruit. But we all know the difference between we all know what's a fruit and what isn't, even if we're not scientists. We all know a grape is a fruit and an apple is a fruit and a nut is a fruit, while a radish is not a fruit and a potato is not a fruit. And an onion is not a fruit, and a carrot is not a fruit. Those are all sort of the same. And lettuce is not a fruit, et cetera, et cetera. So it could be that that what they're saying is, what's the svara here? The svara here is nati adaite is only about chalokim, not about shlavim. What's the svara for the Meiri, for the Ra'ah? I think the svara is there are two ways to be called a fruit. One way to be called a fruit is to be a pre-gomer, to be a biological fruit. The other way, because fruit is always tricky, right? What is a fruit? A fruit is, pre is tricky in especially in the Lashon Chazal. What is a pre? Pre is not only a fruit. Right? In the Torah, there's pre bit nechal, pre vehem techa, right? Clearly, and in Chazal, right? there's peiros and peiros and divi mamados, right? So what is a pri? So I think what he's saying is there are two definitions to pri. A pri could be a pri gomer. If it's biologically a fruit, it's a fruit. Or it could be something you intend to grow. If you intend to grow it, that makes it a fruit. That's not the dahaki. If it's objectively biologically fruit, that makes it a fruit. There are two ways to be defined as a fruit.
The word pri is not equivalent to the word fruit. Because we have the distinction between pri ha'etz and pri ha'adam.
Ah, so if I could go one step further, which, you know, yesh la'ayin, if this is what they meant or not, it could be there's a difference between pri ha'etz and pri ha'adam. Maybe when it comes to pri ha'etz, that means a biological fruit. When it comes to pri ha'adam, that means something you grow. Right? Maybe that's the difference between pri ha'etz and pri ha'adam. Pri ha'etz is a specific biological category. There are etim that are osa pri, which is a very, very, it's more specific, not just gedulei karka, it's a specific kind of growth. Maybe pri ha'etz, again, couldn't even say this without it, pri ha'etz means fruit, pri ha'adama means produce. And produce is subjective, not the yadayti d'hachi. There's produce and byproduct. Fruit is objective. That is a pre-gummer. Now, let's go one step further than I was going to say, but efshet is what they're trying to say. Maybe pre, maybe just means there are two definitions of pre, but as Eden points out, maybe pre-ha'etz equals fruit. If it's a fruit, it's a pre-ha'etz. But pre-hadama equals produce. Pre-hadama equals produce, you mean not the adayt of the hockey. Otherwise, it's not a produce. It is a byproduct.
You have things, for example, the shkedim that at a certain stage are pre adama and at a different stage are pre ha'etz. Same object can be at different stages.
Ah, okay, we'll get to that. So it may be that besides being, you know, having biologically being called a fruit, it needs to have grown into a fruit in order to differentiate itself from the tree.
It appears to me that possibly according to this definition, you have to make a hadama on seedless grains because the purpose of a fruit biologically is to carry seeds. So a seedless, you know, production of a plant would be produce, and then therefore seedless grapes would be hadama.
That is a fascinating question. Again, I'll say that when I say biological, I don't necessarily mean that Chazal had in mind our exact biological definition. They may have had in mind something sort of similar to that, which would be different. Or it could be that sometimes there are general rules, a grape is a grape, and we're not machalic between them. But that is a fascinating suggestion. Okay.
The Mishnah differentiates between Shalim and
So obviously there, Rabbi Yehuda is differentiating biologically between different types of hadamas, right? There are hadamas which are leaves and hadamas which are ovaries, more like tomatoes, etc., cucumbers, etc. So maybe there's a third category. So you're right. But if we assume we're not following him, so maybe we only care about ha'etz. That's clearly the Chazon Ish's first day. In the Chazon Ish, we discuss this, but let me read you here a second. That lo nizkar b'gemar b'inah not the yadayt d'hachi ela b'davar she'ino ikar ha'peiri ve'in roi levar chalo bori pri ha'etz. Only that it's not ha'etz you need not the yadayt d'hachi. Afu not the yadayt d'day ve'ino need a rak nor kor pri ha'domar she'hakel. Only when it comes to ha'domar she'hakel you care about the yadayt d'hachi. Was that a cross, etc.? When it comes to hadamas, you need not to indict the hachi. When it comes to ha'etz, you don't need not to indict the hachi. Why? He doesn't say why. Maybe the difference is because pre means one thing in pre ha'etz, and pre means something else in pre hadama. And why would pre mean different things? Actually, it makes a lot of sense. Hadama is a very, very general term, which means anything that comes from the ground, so it's produce. Eight is a specific tree. What's unique about trees is that they produce a certain kind of fruit, which is generally eaten, which has special hashivas. So maybe you need the to be a mamash of fruit.
I was just going to point out the Mishnah itself, kids working on peros, it groups everything into the definition of peros. Everything that follows, you know, that includes the peros seila and also peros adam, even includes pots as well.
Correct, meaning it's produce. The Mishnah is talking about produce, right? The question is, and maybe everyone thought the Ra and the Meiri and the Chazanishin's first day would say, yeah, and we really don't care what it is, what its Zure is, what its biological categorization is. We only care about the production process, which sometimes depends on the intention. But they would say that's the first Mishnah, but when you get into the details, the Gemara actually makes a chiluk. I'll just point out that this would also be an alternative to Lubushay Shrug. Ask Lubushay Shrug, why are the Ulan of Tamra Hadama while the Evyonos are Hates? Right? So, Josh would say, oh, because it's not because one has bigger Das than the other. One has positive Das, the other has neutral Das. No, it's because they both have equal Das. But one is a fruit and one isn't. The Evyonos is a fruit, meaning it looks like many other fruits that we're familiar with. You could even mistake it if you were, you know, unsophisticated for some other fruits that we have heard of. While the ulin, our leaves, are clearly not fruits. They grow, they're produce of a tree. Like most trees can't eat the leaves. Actually, even, you know, I'll tell you what I said, there are a minority of people who do eat the leaves of caper bushes, although often they use it in food production. Apparently, the leaves of caper bushes are good for cheese making. Alternative sources of rennet for those who want to, you know, engage in kosher cheese making. Okay, well, they'll tell you soon where to find slafs. Where to find slafs for free. Actually, you can buy them. Anyway, here is the alternative to Lubushay Shrug, right? If you ask Lubushay Shrug, basically this is the question. What does Priya Eitz mean? Does Priya Eitz mean produce of a tree? Like produce of the ground? Or does Priya Eitz mean fruit of a tree? Right? An obvious answer, although this might depend on how we what the tzlaf actually looks like, you know, why are olim, or let's say alei tzlaf, Hadama and not Ha'etz. Why are all Eitzlaf Hadama and not Ha'etz? Says Lubushay Shrug, you can't say Lo Nati Daitachin, where it says Nati Daitachin. He says, no, it's in between. It's a low level of Nati Daitachin. But the other option, right, based on the Chazon Ish, you would say, based on the Chazon Ish, you might say, right, Alpi, the Chazon Ish, and the Ra'ah, etc., just say, because it's not a fruit. It might be produce of the tree, but it's not a fruit of the tree.
How can you have a low level of a Daiki Dahi? It's either a Daiki Dahi or...
No, that's what it said, because you didn't specifically have it in mind, but you didn't specifically intend, but you don't mind it. Right? Sometimes I don't specifically intend something, but I don't mind it. That's a low level of a Daita Dahachi. We'll see, there are other possibilities of
low. Not say that any farmer specifically intend to make as much money off their produce as possible.
I don't know. Then you get into what percentage of people actually want to buy the olive and what are the odds you'll be able to sell them. I mean, it could be these were products which you couldn't only sell. No, sometimes someone would want to buy them, sometimes they wouldn't, so it's not so posh. Again, I'm not an ancient farmer. But it's not so posh that you can always sell all the byproducts. So, okay, so.
Can I say something on the Ra?
Yeah.
The Ra of Yehuda,
then I want to go
into it. That's it, the Gemara says, right? The Gemara says, I feel like you want to work for the AIDS, not about the Lando, right? If it's pure, why would it make work for the AIDS? It's growing out of tree. Shom the whole Hecha, the Hupu, the Rav Pira, Lo Shayach, the Bruch, and Abu Mikra. Is it distinguished between the Choshib Le Pira and Hupa Rav Pira?
Yes, I think what he means is, he's saying exactly what we quote in his name, but you picked a good line. You consider it produce, but it's not gofapri, it's not physically a fruit. It's not physically a fruit.
Chashuv Lepira is subjective.
Yes. Yes. And I want to come back to that in a moment. Okay. While we are on this discussion of Borei Pri Ha'etz, right? What do we mean by Borei Pri Ha'etz, right? I mean, when it comes to Borei Pri Ha'adama, I think it should be clear to all of us. Borei Pri Ha'adama is not referring to any particular biological category. I'm not Rabbi Yehuda now. For us, right? There's so many things. Anything that grows in the ground is Borei Pri Ha'adama. What's the one requirement? Not the etai to the hachi, which is not a biological requirement, but a sociological requirement. The question is, what about bori pri ha'etz? What about bori pri ha'etz? Is bori pri ha'etz means produce of a tree, like produce of the ground? Or again, obviously, someone could use an English word, lavdavka, as well. I'm just taking that. Or fruit of a tree, right? So here, let's just, now I know I'm going to repeat things that are elsewhere on the board. Bore peri ha'adama, I think lekule alma means produce the adama. Okay, what is the machlokes, perhaps, between Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel? Does it need to be anything produced by the ground or something intentionally produced by the ground? Great. What about bore peri ha'etz? Does it mean produce just of a tree? Or does it mean fruit of a tree? Does it mean produce of a tree? Or does it mean fruit of a tree? And I think this is a fundamental, this is a fundamental machlokas. Does it mean produce of a tree or fruit of the tree? One answer is, right? We have two nafkaminas on the board already. One nafkamina is, why are unripe fruits ha'etz? Why are unripe fruits ha'etz? So one answer is, this is the two answers of the Chazon Ish. One answer is, this is the Chazon Ish, Deya Aleph, and the Ra'ah, and the Me'iri, because pre-gomor doesn't depend on das. No, produce depends on das. That's the chiddush of Shmuel, if I'm not mixing them up. But a pre-gomor is physical, not sociological slash industrial. However, otherwise you're going to say, no, it's produce of a tree. Produce of a tree is same as produce of a... is same as produce of a of the ground. It should depend on your das. So you'll give a different answer. You'll give the answer of the Chazon Ish, Deya Beis, and maybe the Shav Rashba, and the Pashtus of the Rashba. The Riyah keeps saying Pashtus. The Chazon Ish says both of his days are within the Rashba, for reasons that we haven't seen yet. Ah, because it is Nati Adaita Dahachi. Regarding, it is not the adaita dehachi regarding which part and the stage of growth is not relevant. When it comes to daita dehachi, we don't care what your das was, how much let it grow. We care which part you plan to eat. And the problem with unripe, but the reason unripe nuts are shahakol, or therefore about the meiri, we just consider shells to be part of fruit, is not because you didn't plan to eat it unripe, but because you're eating the wrong part. That's one nafkamina we have on the board. The next nafkamina we have on the board is, why are ole tzlaf, also tamros, by the way, hadama, if everyone knows they grow on a tree? Now, everyone knows they grow on the tree. The Shammai doesn't know that, but that's okay, without meaning to insult any talmidei chachamim. You know, Beis Shammai don't count. Why are Ale Tzlaf Hadama? Well, if you say the definition of pre and pre ha'etz is fruit and not produce, then obvious, because it's not a fruit. What is a fruit? What is a fruit? You know, is the peel a fruit? Is a nut a fruit? Maybe even is a bud a fruit? But one thing is very clear, a leaf is not a fruit. That's the most pashtun thing in the world. Because it's not a fruit. It's a leaf. A leaf is the opposite of a fruit. Biologically, two totally different ballgames. Interestingly, the Levushei Shrad obviously didn't think so. Right? The Levushei Shrad didn't think of this very obvious answer. Why didn't he think of this very obvious answer? Because he held like the other side of the Chakira, that pre-hayetz also means produce. It's produce of a tree, so he had to come up with a whole theory. What was his theory? Let's say, you have to say Levushei Shrad. Because it is in between Nati Adaita Dehachi, since it's in between Nati Adaita Dehachi, it doesn't get a ha'eit, which is very chashav, but it does get a shahako, which is less chashav. Agav, I don't know if I can put this guy here on the board, but you know, the problem not be that you're that it's not called a pri, or just that it's not chashav. Hardy thinks it's just that it's not chashav. That's why you can go down from pri ha'eit to the adama. If it's a matter of being called a pri, either you are or you aren't. The other nafkamina is exactly what Avi just pointed out from the Ra'ah, which was beginning of 10. I know I didn't finish 9 yet. How about Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about Nafti like Zahachi, right? He says Korah is Hadama. Why doesn't he say Korah is Hayes? It's clearly in a tree. What is Korah? Korah seems to be hearts of palm. The problem is that when Rashi describes exactly how Korah works, it doesn't totally match our Mitzias of hearts of palm. On the other hand, Rashi never saw a palm tree. So it matches well enough for all halachic purposes, just not, you know, every word is not meduyak. So okay, it could be Rashi never saw a palm tree, and therefore every word is not meduyak, but the basic idea he figured out just because, you know, he knew how to sense the basic idea from a Gemara, even if he had never seen it. But here's a question. Why is Korah Ha'adama Lefi Rav Yehuda? I know we don't pass it like him. But Rav Yehuda says, I don't care about Nati Daiv Nahach. Why is Korah Ha'adama? Why isn't it Ha'etz? It clearly grows on a tree. So one answer is the Ra'ah's answer. What does the Ra'ah say? Chashele Peyre. He considers it a pri. But it's not pri ha'eitz because it's not gufa peira. It's guf is not a pri. I think the Ra'ah is saying he considers it a pri. It is the hashivas of produce, if you're looking at how chashav it is. But it's not gufa pri. Its body is not a pri. It's not physically a pri. So I think that's what the Ra'ah is trying to say, and it's the same sheet of the Ra'ah, because it's not a fruit. Right? What is? It's really, again, I'm going to assume covers what we call hearts of palm. You've all eaten hearts of palm, right? Those delicious little, like, white cylinders?
It goes in salad.
What?
It goes
in salad, yes. You can also eat it straight. It's just the inside of the trunk. You know, palm trees are, and here I'm going beyond my pay grade here. Palm trees, right? What a Chazal comment, hashkafically, about the fact that palm trees are actually different than all trees. Scientists don't even call them trees. What a Chazal say? Why are Am Yisrael like a palm tree?
All of it is useful. All of it.
All of it is useful.
Every part of it gets used.
That's very beautiful, but that's not what I remember. Now we know what chashlita darshin Am Yisrael being like a palm tree. Chachameinu shlita, but I or Chaim shlita. But what about Chazal? What are they darshin about a palm tree? Just like the Dekel only has Lev Echad, Afam Yisrael, Eilam El Lev Echad, La'aviyam Shabbat Shemayim. What do you mean the Dekel only has Lev Echad? Anyone ever see a palm tree? Anyone notice how a palm tree is nothing like a tree?
It doesn't have any branches.
It doesn't have branches. That's what it means, Lev Echad. A normal tree has branches. I mean, it splits into many, many... branches, many, many trees. It is, leaf is a core. It has many cores because it only has one trunk, but then it splits into many branches, each of which is basically an independent tree. And Am Yisrael, we only have leaf echad, lavinu shabbat shemayim. We're like a palm tree. A palm tree has no wooden branches. Now, I know Rashi is a little unclear on that here, but a palm tree, that's why. By the way, right, who remembers Mishnah and Peah? What's different about a palm tree for Matnos Aniyim than other trees? That, according to one day in the Mishnayos, the Balabayas harvests it and gives it out to the Aniyim instead of leaving it for them like the Dindor Raisa, because it's very dangerous to harvest a palm tree. Why? Because every other tree, it branches out. So you bring a ladder. And you climb on the branches, and you hold on to the branches, and mistadrim, right? In the old days. Nowadays, you get sued. But a palm trees can be 20 feet tall. There's nothing to pick except 20 feet up, and there's nothing to climb on, right? Palm trees are really, really hard to harvest, if I'm not mistaken. How do you harvest a palm tree? You can't climb up the palm tree. There's no branches. I mean, maybe like a cat could or something, you know, but a human can't. I think the only way to harvest a palm tree is maybe to like pull yourself with a rope or something? I'm not sure. I don't know how they harvest palm trees. It's really
today
dangerous. I understand. Today they have a great strike.
Rebbe, you ask a question. Ask a question.
Yes.
Isn't it there a custom around in this Orla tree? Around in the period that only a pre is chayiv in orla and not the other edible parts of a tree. So if you
that itself is not clear, even if that definition is based on the physical tour of the pre or based on the nafi adaiti dahachi. Even within orla, that's a machlokas. So we're still not sure about that either. Anyway, getting back to palm trees, kitzer. The heart of palm is literally like there's the trunk of the palm tree that grows up inside. Every other tree inside is wood, because it's a mamish tree. A palm tree is more like a banana, almost. It's not hard. There's no wood inside. I mean, it's soft, but there's no wood inside. It's that heart of palm stuff inside. It's totally, totally different. It's more of like a hard tube with soft stuff inside, which is the opposite of all normal trees, or at least very different from all normal trees. That's the heart's palm. That is the korah. let's go back to the korah. Why is the korah not ha'etz? So, one answer to why the korah is not ha'etz, according to Ra, the Ra's is very pashut. Because it's not a guf pri. Shmuel says it's not a produce at all. Rabbi Huda says it is produce. But everyone agrees the guf, the physical tzura, is not a pri, but that is not so pashut. What's the other option as to why Rabbi Yehuda would say hadama? Here, the Mefarshim don't discuss this explicitly, but maybe if pri ha'etz means produce, why would he say it is hadama? Maybe he'd say hadama because it's a lack of chashivas, because it is not the main product of the... He doesn't... Even though it's not dati da dahach, it's not shahakol, but if it's not the main product, that is not zocha for her eight. So maybe, and I'll point out something in a moment, maybe because it's not the main intended product. Now, what I'm basically saying is, right, I'm asking a question which is the first one we don't ask explicitly. But you have to ask, why does Rabbi Yehuda say ha'etz if it's produce of a tree? So the answer there might be another answer as well. Maybe it's not the main intended product, or maybe, you want to give another answer why it's not the pre ha'etz?
I don't know. But every other pre ha'etz you see outside, this you don't see it outside the tree.
Ah, meaning maybe it can't be a pre ha'etz because it is the ha'etz. Even if Olin might be pre-hate sometimes, and eight can't be pre-hate because it is the eight. And here we'll see a tremendous nafgrini, maybe because it's not the main intended product, or because the eight goofe isn't pre-hate. It just doesn't make sense grammatically. A pre-hate can't be the eight. It could be anything, but not the eight. According to Rod, it has to be mamsha fruit. Maybe it could be anything without the eight. What's the nafka mina between all of these deals? The nafka mina is, what bracha do we say on? Hearts of palm nowadays. What bracha do we make on hearts of palm nowadays? Right? So, there are not a lot of star, but if you go to starkey.org, which requires a star-k.org, and you ask for, just ask Google, what bracha do you make on hearts of palm according to Rav Heinemann? Right? Anyone know the sheet of Rav Heinemann? Right? The Rav of Baltimore? Says you make ha'etz on hearts of palm. Why? Because nowadays, hearts of palm are the mechashav and the main product. I mean, nowadays, they don't like chop down like good palm trees for hearts of palm, etc. Nowadays, it's super duper nate daitidahachi. There are places like Eretz Yisrael where they grow one sort of palm trees to grow dates and other places in the the neighboring countries. And I don't know if they have places like this in Eretz Yisrael, but they have places like this in China and Brazil and et cetera, where they grow a different species or strain of palm tree just for the hearts of palm. And what they do is they don't grow them 20 feet tall. they grow them, you know, however tall, I don't know, the waist high, whatever it is, I'm just making that up, and they chop down the hearts of palm, and then they grow new ones. So there, it's totally the main intended product and the Nati Adaiti Dehachi. What about nowadays that's Nati Adaiti Dehachi? That's the question. Nowadays, all our hearts of palm are Nati Adaiti Dehachi. There's a minority sheet in the Yachronim, which we're not going to deal with, who says, no, it's only Nati Adaiti Dehachi if most palm trees in the whole world are like that. Not if most palm trees in this county are like that. But that's a chiddush. Let's assume, no, there are whole counties in Brazil and other places where all they grow is a species that's good for hearts of palm. It doesn't necessarily produce dates. Technically, coconuts are also a palm tree, right? Anyone ever see a coconut tree? It looks like a palm tree. Now, the...
It's curved.
Well, because it's... Okay, but it doesn't have branches. And it doesn't have wooden branches. How does that palm tree work? It goes all the way up to the top with nothing till the top. Then the lulavs go out, and the lulavs grow dates. But the lulavs are not, they get hard, but they don't turn into a part of the actual tree. One second. What about nafkamina? Hearts of palm. Nafkamina, how about hearts of palm bismanazeh? Nafkamina is maybe hearts of palm bismanazeh. What's the bracha on hearts of palm bismanazeh? The OU and most posts can say, the OU quotes Rebelsky, most posts can say hearts of palm bismanazeh are hadama. They're not shahakal. Someone showed me, there was one, someone showed me some post that I never heard of, who's the one who showed it, who says that hearts of palm nowadays are shahakal. Why? Because that was good enough for the Gemara and good enough for the Shulchan Aruch, for Yishalmi and Achronim, it's good enough for us. Okay, that's not generally our, you know, and then you always try to come up with conceptual excuses, medochet gadol, just to make sure that we're properly orthodox. I'm all in favor of being properly orthodox. But you have to know what things actually do depend on your time and place. This is clearly one of them. 99% of all poskim say bismanazet hadama. Almost no one says shahakol. I don't think anyone I've heard of says shahakol, right? But Rav Heinemann says ha'etz. That depends on this chakir. According to the Ra'ah, it's a number pashut that it's hadama, right? It's the biggest number pashut in the world. This is pashut like rove poskim that you would say hadama. Again, not shahakol. Chas v'shalom. Don't say shahakol. You eat hearts of palm nowadays. Don't do what it says in the Gemara. Don't say shahakol, because nowadays it's not the adai to the hach. Say hadama. But what does Rav Heinemann say? Rav Heinemann says no. Pre-eitz doesn't mean fruit. Pre-eitz means produce of a tree. But to be produce of the tree, it has to be not the adai to the hachi, and has to be high level not the adai to the hachi, says Rav Heinemann. And how do you spell Rav Heinemann?
H-E-I-N-E-M-A-N-N.
Okay.
M-A-N-N.
Two ends.
Yeah.
Okay. Says Rav Heinemann ha'etz. Why? Because he holds that pre-ha'etz means produce. He holds pre-ha'etz means produce. And this is the produce of the ha'etz nowadays. They grow plantations with tens of thousands or maybe even more of palm trees just to chop them down and eat the, and not eat, and sell, for us to eat the hearts of palm. So therefore he says that it's this enough community, the chakira. However, when I...
If they planted these trees for the leaves, slap for the leaves.
Then Rav Heinemann would say to say ha'etz. Yes. Let's say there were some species of tree that nowadays they just plan to eat the leaves. Rav Heinemann would say ha'etz. I don't think there is one. It would be really cool if there was. I've never been served leaves of a tree. I've never seen them in the supermarket.
But you've eaten grape leaves.
What?
Grape leaves.
No, but the grape leaves are clearly, you know, nothing compared to the grapes themselves. No one's planting grapevines for the leaves. That's clearly a side, a fringe benefit.
Bay leaves.
What?
Bay leaves. I mean, you take
a yeah, but you can't eat bay leaves, so it's tricky. Isn't it poisonous?
No. You use it for flavoring, then you throw it out.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but you don't eat it.
Yeah.
You don't make any bracha on bay leaves, because all it does is gives flavor and thrown out. So it's, but maybe someday will be zocha.
With
If anyone has money they want to lose in a failing business venture, we can invest and like make a farm to like plant trees just for the leaves, so Rav Hyman will say to make any time and you know what? Never underestimate how dumb people are with social media nowadays. Even if it's poisonous and tastes bad, we can like make it cool and have everyone pay a lot of money to eat it. It'll really work.
Is this according to Shmuel or
Yehuda? This is even according to Shmuel, because even Shmuel admits nowadays the diet to the heart.
Who says that Shmuel agreed with Rabbi Yehuda that it's a hira and still receives a dama, and yet so who says that Shmuel would say would upgrade to an eitz?
Who says? Rav Heinemann says.
Rav Heinemann says. I thought this was within Rabbi Yehuda.
This is Rabbi Yehuda. This is Hearts of Pambas Manazeh Lifi Shmuel. Right? Lehalacha. And Rav Heinemann says, Yerachim says, Rav Heinemann says. Now, however, even according to Rav Heinemann's side of the Chakira, there are two reasons he could be wrong. One of which I thought of, and one of which I didn't think of until I saw the Baal Zos HaBracha said it. By the way, the Zos HaBracha is a very, very nice sefer. It's one of the many Sfarim nowadays, the Chos Brachos, but he's like more into the Sugyas than most Sfarim, which makes it not the most organized sefer for looking up halacha l'maisa when you have a quick shayla, but he's like, you know, he definitely is more sugyas than I think most Hilchos Brachos books nowadays. Again, if you have a shayla, don't, you're probably better off one of the other books if you have 5 minutes for a shayla, but he has good svaras. Even according to the produce side of the Chakira, again, this Chakira is probably not in the Masifta. I apologize for banking Chakiras that aren't in the Masifta. But okay.
Is it at least in the arts club?
Oh no, the arts school is nothing compared to the Sifta. You're old fashioned. Okay, Viter. There are two reasons why Rav Heinemann could still be wrong. Number one, he could still be wrong because maybe even if pre means produce, you can't be produce the tree if you are the tree. It's grammar, meaning not biology, not science. Grammatically, a leaf could be produce of the tree if it's super duper chashuv. Anything can be produce of the tree if it's chashuv, but a tree can't be. Anything outside the tree can be produce of the tree because it comes out of the tree.
Okay.
What's inside the tree can't be produce of the tree because you can't be a pre-ha'etz if it is the eitz. So maybe the eitz can't be the pre-ha'etz. The pre-ha'etz has to be something that comes out of the eitz. So in this case, we would still say that it would be hadama. So even if it's produce, there might be a special rule. Now, you might say, no, this comes out of the eight. Out of the eight grows taller. But it could be that the eight can't be pre-eight. Maybe that's a special rule. And I'll point out that it's mukhrach that we don't hold like Rav Heinemann. But chilas kvodo, and he's going to have to... Oh, no, I take that back. It's the machlotzim Rav Heinemann and the other postman, what I meant to say before I throw in another factor, which will kill Rav Heinemann. I meant his theory. But she wouldn't be well. The machlokes, there's a three-way machlokes about the bracha to make on what's our favorite ingredient ever?
Sugar.
What bracha do you make on sugar? Three-way machlokes. Okay, we'll get to the Mishnah Berurah, has all kinds of discussions. Maybe there's a difference. What are the two plants you make sugar from nowadays?
Sugar cane,
which is the original, and
beets.
Right, so the Mishnah Berurah has a long discussion, 20 lines of Bir Halacha. Is there a difference between beets from sugar from sugar cane and sugar from beets? Maybe, maybe not. We'll stick for now with sugar from sugar cane. So there's a three-way machlokas, what the bracha is on sugar from sugar cane, which we're not going to analyze now. We paskin, like the Rambam, that sugar from sugar cane is shahakal. Why? We'll get to why. Maybe the Rambam has a... Okay, I'm against a bunch of achronim reading the Rambam, but nonetheless, I'm going to suggest, we'll see, that I'm against the Mishnah Berurah and I'm against other people, that the read the Rambam Kipshuto, that the reason why the Rambam is shahakol is because there's a special rule that makes sugar different than anything else we've discussed until now, which is that sugar is Zeya Ba'alma. It is
What bracha do you make on fruit juice other than grape? Shahakol. Okay. I'm surprised everyone answered that. Right? What? Okay. But what bracha does the Ayla make on orange juice? Shahakol. Why? Is orange juice not a fruit of the orange tree, and certainly a produce of the ground? And is it not very chashuv and sell for a lot of money, etc.? Okay, so the answer is yes, but there's a rule of zeya ba'alma. Anything which is just zeya ba'alma means sweat. Obviously, Chazal were not unscientific. They didn't think that the orange sweated orange juice the way you perspire. But what they meant was, they're making a point. Just like when you perspire, there's no chashivas to the sweat that comes out of you, and we don't give it the chashivas to the person. Likewise, anything that you squeeze out of a solid has no chashivas. Okay, that's a special rule. And how do you make sugar? Do you get those little crystals out of a sugar cane? Or a beet, for that matter? No. Let's go back to sugar cane. You squeeze the sugar cane. You might just take a bunch of sugar cane and wring it like a towel. I can't. No one in this room understands. Wring it like a beard. You wring it like a towel. and out comes the juice. And then you cook the juice. You know, you can cook a lot of liquids into crystals, and you make crystals and you make sugar. Okay, but the Rambam has a special seat to shahakol because of Zeyab Alma, which we're not going to analyze now. We'll get to it later in the perek when we discuss the bracha on what's the one thing in the Gemara which starts the whole sugya of what bracha on fruit juice is? Dvash tamarim. Right? Date honey. What we call Silan nowadays. We're leaving the Rambam aside, but there are 3 days. The Rambam brings about Chlokas in the Gaonim, 2 days in the Gaonim. Both days are in the Bahag. The Bahag has 2 days. What bracha to make on sugar cane? Neither is the Rambam. I will point out that this is one of these cases where Hilchos Brachos Lemaisa is not always Geshmak. Why is Hilchos Brachos Lemaisa not always Geshmak? Because Geshmak means a lot of good svaras and, you know, doing whatever makes the most sense based on your conceptual convictions. But in Hilchos Brachos, what do we always say? Who always wins in Hilchos Brachos? Misafek, it's always better to say Shahakol, because v'dyevin, you're Yotze either way. If you say Shahakol on Ha'itzer Adama, but if you said Ha'itzer Shahakol, it wouldn't be Yotze. So in Hilchos Brachos L'maisa, we always end up sort of going to the lowest common denominator just because of being on the safe side. So Halacha L'maisa, keep making Shahakol on sugar to be on the safe side. If you want to invent a new Chumrah, then just don't eat sugar, and it's probably good for you anyway.
Or have a piece of bread to wash.
What?
Or have a piece of bread to wash.
Yeah, well, okay, but that's not going to give you the health benefits.
I really don't buy into this reality. What would you do with maple syrup? Is it like hard to bomb?
Oh, okay. Let's come back to maple syrup. Maple syrup is a great question. It's actually much more similar to sugar. Not exactly. I know what the Rambam would do with maple syrup. The Rambam says Zeyab Alma, I think. What the Gaon do? Let's look. What are the 2 days in the Gaon? And the Baha'i brings the 2 days in the Gaon very nicely. What does he say? Sukkar. Interestingly, the Baha'i actually had the word sugar already. The Rambam doesn't bring the word sugar in Mishnah Torah. He probably had it, but I guess it was new enough that he wasn't counting on his readership, right? When the Rambam wrote the Mishnah Torah, he wrote the Mishnah Torah for the whole world.
First time Mishnah
in Hebrew. Correct. Or it's not Mishnah in Hebrew. That's a good horror because you wrote Mishnah in Hebrew. Yeah.
Isn't the whole issue really about whether there's an objective definition of Tfiyah?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying in different words. Anyway, what does the Baha'i say? Sugar. Kana delay vada etsu. Sugar is vada and etsu. There are some who are going to question that maybe sugar cane's not a tree in the first place. If sugar cane's not a tree, it's just a vegetable, you know, like banana, then there's nothing to talk about. But that is not a mainstream shita in Orthodox Judaism. Mainstream shita, every Rishon and Achron you've heard of admits that sugar cane is a tree.
Why sugarcane a tree? Because it meets the halachic requirements for a tree. It has a root and it grows out and you could cut it a gazillion times and it keeps growing back and produces every year. So it's a tree. Okay, so then what's the machlok? It's a tree and it's clearly not in the dahaki. Why would you plant sugarcanes if not for sugar? So you say, if you eat the cane, it's a eight, and if you eat the sugar, it's a eight. Can't really eat the cane. You could just, like, suck it. The Isra of Anadamri, but some Gaonim say, the sukkah, but kind of the sukkah, Bari Pri Adama. Why do some people say Bari Pri Adama? Right, the Rambam quotes two days. Some Gaonim say ha'eit, some Gaonim say Adama. He doesn't explain why. You have to go back to the Bahag to understand why. The Svira Lahu, the Kana, lavish is in the Kana Lahu. Not, don't misunderstand. Don't think the Achlokis Gaonim is whether a sugar cane is a tree or a vegetable. No one thinks it's a vegetable. Everyone agrees it's a tree. Elohachin Svirlahon, Afagab the Eitzu came to Lav Peirakamapik, even though it's a tree, it's not growing fruit. The Lav Peirakachlina, we're not eating a fruit. Lomatamalon, Borifaitel, Borifadamami, did have a Ashusa de Parcha, and he compares it right here to the Olin and the Tamros of the Tzlaf tree. He says, even though it is something produced by a tree, like leaves, it's something produced by a tree, but it's not a fruit produced by a tree. It is a product, it is produce of a tree, but not a fruit of a tree. What are the first thing the Gaonim say? They admit it's not a fruit. It's just squeezing the trunk, right? The sugar cane is the trunk of the tree. That is the tree. It's just squeezing the tree. It's not a fruit. Maple syrup is not a fruit. It's somewhat similar to maple syrup, again, not biologically at all, but it comes out of the trunk. Just here, the trunk is a reed which you squeeze. There, the trunk is a very, very serious wood which you tap.
That's like Heinemann's
code. Ah, okay, great. So, exactly. So, and anyone who wants advice how to produce maple syrup, I'm sure AB has a lot of experience after living in Toronto. Right?
Went into the forest.
Yeah, he and Rav Nachum went harvesting maple syrup together. But this is exactly the machlokas of Rav Heinemann. This is exactly the machlokas of Rav Heinemann. This machlokas, what I'm claiming between Rav Heinemann and the other poskim, is exactly two deis in the Bahag, is the difference between the first day in the Bahag and the Ista Amri in the Bahag. The difference between the first day, by the way, the Rishonim argue what day of the Bahag himself preferred. It's not like the Macharan, the rule of Stam Yishomer. Half the Rishonim quote the Bahag is saying Ha'itz, and also acknowledging the day of Hadam. Half the Rishonim quote the Bahag is saying Hadam, and also acknowledging the day of Ha'itz. Doesn't matter to us because we're not going to paskin necessarily like the Bahag. But here's the next Nafkamina. Right? And that's exactly Hearts of Palm is Manazeh. It's super duper not to indict the Hachi, meaning it's mamish the same Nafkamina, almost. We'll see in one moment why not, which is sugar. Sugar from sugar canes, let's say for now, which is slightly different than sugar from beets, because beets, sugar, there's no havni of Heitz HaTamah anyway, so it's not anything worth talking about of Heitz HaTamah. Sugar, intentional to look at Rambam. Notice the Mishnah Berurah writes, we'll see, that Ruba Derurah Rishonim said against the Rambam. As a matter of fact, Tosos on our days, don't turn, I'll just read it to you for 1 second. Tosos says, then, Va'al tsukaru, sugar, Mavarshan Burpreids. Okay, Tosos on the eight side, vast majority of Shonim are on the side of Ha'eitz, small minority of Hadama, almost Das Yachr of the Rambam Shahakol. Nonetheless, he wins the day because of, you know, he scares us with his B'dievet, don't you want B'yotze either way? I mean, he does. Machaber does. But what about sugar? So here it's pashut. This is exactly right. This is the second daya in the Bahag who says hadama. Why does it say hadama? It's super duper duper chashuv, but it's not a fruit, and it grows on a tree, but it's not a fruit. And Rav Heinemann is the first day in the Bahag who says it's a eight. What do you mean? It's a product of a tree. It's a chashuv, super chashuv, main important product of a tree. The whole tree is only, you know, meant to become a box of domino sugar. So this day's machlokas between Rav Heinemann and the other postman of Hearts of Palm is an old machlokas between two days in the Gaonim before the Rambam went and threw Zeyim Alma as like a curveball to change the whole sugya. is 2 days in the Gaonim. And of course, this would also match the day of Bays in the Gaonim. In the Bahag, it's all over the Gaonim. Hadama, meaning if you're going to say that Korah is not, it's not for eights because it is the eights. Here also is the eights. Nothing grows from the eights. It doesn't grow from the eights. You just squeeze out the juice of the eights. And I'm okay, but forgetting about that, Lemaisa, this machlotzin of Heinemann and Rove Poskim nowadays is just an old machlotzin 2 days and the Bahag, and therefore, which way should we pass like Rav Heinemann or should we pass like Rav Poskim? We're not sure. Because since the Rambam threw Shahakal into sugar, we never got a chance to paskin whether to say Ha'itar Adam on sugar. Because the Rambam threw in Zeya Ba'alma, which is a new factor, which is irrelevant to hearts upon, and turned it into Shahakal. However, most Rishonim said Ha'it on sugar. Most Rishonim agreed with the first day of the Bahag, like Tosos here, the Rosh, the Mordechai, etc. Yesh Ayin, until I saw Halach Lemaisa, I saw a very sharp ha'ara of the Vizos HaBracha. Again, the way Rashi describes Korah, you would not necessarily have thought this. So either Rashi was not given an exact description, or maybe the Korah they had in mind was not exactly a Harsa Pama, although we're not sure exactly what it was then. Maybe they had some, slight different variation that we're not familiar with. Lemaisa says Vizos HaBracha, very sharp svara. He says, one thing we're not aware of. Okay, any environmental activists here? Then you're probably aware of it, because this is something that upsets. You should know, Hearts of Palm is not PC. Why? Because what happens when you harvest Hearts of Palm?
It kills the tree.
It dies. Rashi makes sound that branch doesn't grow. You know, it's not Rashi's Lashon Neges that Meduyik. The whole tree dies, Zehu. Meaning, it only has one heart. A dekel only has one heart, just like us for Avinu Shel Hashamayim. If there's only one heart and you cut the heart, then unfortunately, that's it. There goes the organ.
Can you cut half?
What?
Can you cut half?
Apparently not. And even if you say, I'm just cutting the top. I'm not gonna, they have those like rings, whatever. You know, I'm just cutting the top. I'll leave nine on the bottom. It doesn't matter. When you cut the top one, the whole tree dies. I don't know why, but it's a fact. So, says the Baal Vizos HaBracha, I don't think he's quoting anyone. He says, now I can disprove Rav Heinemann, even L'shitasei. He wants to say, no, mamish. The hearts of palm is the fruit of this tree. And we define this not as a date palm or a coconut palm or whatever palm. This is a palm, a tree that grows hearts. Hold on a second. If we redefine it as a tree that grows hearts, that's not mukhach, but it's a sharp svara. If we redefine it as a tree that grows hearts, now it is a tree that whenever you harvest it, dies. A tree that dies whenever you harvest it is no longer a tree, halachically becomes a vegetable. Because the definition of a tree, we'll see later on in our parak, as opposed to a vegetable, is that you can harvest every year and it'll grow back. Right? I mean, Now, it's not the same as bananas. Bananas will die every year to the naked eye. They don't really die. They hibernate underground, whether you harvest the bananas or not. This is a little different. It'll grow for 1,000 years, or at least hundreds probably, if you don't harvest it. But nonetheless, the Gemara seems to say that if when you harvest it, it dies, if you can only harvest it once, then it's not an Elon anymore. Now, of course, one could get out of those remarks saying, no, you could harvest it many times if you decided to harvest the fruit instead of the hearts. But he says to Rav Heinemann, Miman of Shach, if you're going to say, I'm redefining this as a tree for producing hearts, and therefore the hearts are Baruch Hu'eitz, once you redefine it as a tree for producing hearts, it's not a tree anymore, it's a vegetable, because it can only produce the hearts once and then it dies. And if you're going to say, no, it's a tree for producing fruit, which sometimes you take the heart, then, already it's not the level of nothing, like the Hachim Zahayt. So I'm not saying Rav Heinemann is stupid. Get out of the Mimon of Shach with very sharp lumpness. No, when it comes to asking whether it's a tree or a vegetable, we look at what it could theoretically produce, and you could theoretically produce fruit for 100 years. When it comes to defining what is its pre and what isn't, we look at your intention. But nonetheless, it's a very sharp point. So it could be that even the Gaonim who say Ha'itz on sugar might be moda to Rove Poskim against Rav Heinemann because of the svara of Baal Vizos HaBracha. So here we will have to add a little caveat, and then I'll take you to Dov. Caveat is there is a an additional taina against in Vizos HaBracha, who says that if you're really going to view it as a heart-producing tree, it now has turned into a vegetable, not a tree, because you can only produce once and then it dies and you have to replant it from scratch.
Maybe Rav Hanan didn't know that.
That I don't know. Anyway, it's a show that halacha l'maisa, it's possible that we should say hadama and hearts upon, because A, Rav Chaim means a das yachid, and there are so many tzedakim that he could be wrong, not just one chakira, and you're always better off hadama anyway, because to be able to do yachid.
According to my research,
but in Baltimore, the same.
There's a difference between pompous species. If they have one stem, so then.
Yes. Okay. So I thought you might say that. There are some palm trees which grow many stems from the ground. And then, if you harvest one, the other one still produces.
And then the original one regenerates after a couple of years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
He did, but I don't think he pointed out that last half a sentence. He said there are some that have many, there are some that have many, there are some palms in northern Brazil that regrow. No, but he says it's not going to help, because it's not that when I cut the hearts of palm, it's not that, you know, if like here's the ground and here's the many stems all from one root, it's not that if I cut this stays and regrows. At least that's what Baal Zosrach says. It's that if I cut this, this all dies, and then it grows back from the roots. But then it's like bananas, which only live underground and still die above ground, which are still hadama. So Baal Zosrach says, even though Yehuda Dov has pointed out a correct metzias, at least if I'm taking his word for it, that it's not that if it has many roots, it grows from here when I cut it. No. If it has many roots, this dies, and it grows again from here, then it's still going to be hadama, because that's a banana. Now, if you want to say bananas are eats, that's different, but that's already, for hundreds of years, it's makobel that bananas are hadama, so we can't revisit that at this point in history. Okay, Vaitra, that was just one chakira I had about whether bori pre eats is an objective definition or a subjective definition, and what the word pre means.
What about the bark of a tree? Oof. Where would that fall?
The bark of a tree, again, what if there's a tree that you grow for the bark? I'm not aware of any. There are trees.
There are.
What? What about cinnamon? Which the Rishonim actually do discuss. How does cinnamon work? You eat the branches?
I mean, at the point in which you eat the branches, it's so ground up, so it's probably batel. But I guess they're...
Right, part of the problem is that... But in the old days, they used to, like, suck cinnamon sticks,
bark.
No?
Yeah, suck on bark.
It's the bark. Right, it's not the branch, it's just the bark. That's how they do cinnamon sticks. It's actually an inner bark. Now I remember. They chop it down, they peel away the outer bark, which is not good, and then there's an inner layer of bark, which is the good cinnamon part. So that would be very similar to korah, right? That would be very similar to korah. Again, you're not going to have as much of a discussion, because... You can buy hearts of palm and just eat a can of hearts of palm for a snack. It's delicious, right? You've eaten it, even not in a meal in a salad. You just take a heart of palm and you eat it, right?
I've done that. My sister has done
it. Okay, great. No, they're delicious. Sometimes they put them in on vegetable platters, right? You could take a cucumber strip, or you could take a heart of palm and dip it in the salad dressing. It's delicious. Whatever, I'll tamarech in the vateach, but it's not something you only use to garnish other things. It's a delicious vegetable, which, again, maybe you'll like, maybe you won't, like all vegetables. But one second, what about cinnamon? So cinnamon's going to be a little tricky, because we never eat cinnamon. We just use it as a tremendous tuffel to spice other things. But
it's dangerous to eat by itself.
And maybe it's dangerous to you myself. Okay, in any case, but conceptually, it would be very similar to this. You know, Rav Heineman would get involved. Okay, that's what I want to say about Bori Pri Ha'etz. We're a little behind. We didn't even mention everything in page 9, but I will just mention two things. I'll mention two things from page 9. Very briefly, you can make of it what you wish, which is the discussion later on. Maybe we'll even save it for later on, but I'll give you the trailer, the promo, whatever you call it. The pilpuli retivata, the moist peppercorns. Again, I'm not referring to the vegetable pepper. The vegetable pepper, which sticklers call a bell pepper, to make sure you don't confuse it with the spice pepper. Vegetable pepper is just a vegetable. It's adama, it's nothing. There's nothing interesting about the vegetable pepper. The spice pepper is more interesting. It has a sugi on the bottom of the lump of a vase. The spice pepper is much more interesting because you can't actually eat a peppercorn. It's disgusting. But what about unripe peppercorns, meaning pilpuli retivata, moist peppercorns? Before they get dried out, they are not quite as spicy. And the Gemara says that the Gemara doesn't actually say, but many Rishonim assume that that the bracha on moist pilpel, which is not yet too spicy to be edible, is hadama. And the question is why? Because peppercorns, the spice pepper, are these little balls, as opposed to the vegetable, the bell pepper, grows on a tree. That's mafurish in the Gemara on Amud Beis, that pepper is shayach to orla, all the dinim of tree applied to peppercorns. And as a matter of fact, the Gemara has a tremendous chiddush that apparently in the old days, in the time of the Chumash, pepper grew in Israel, which is a tremendous historical chiddush that the Gemara makes. The Gemara knows the tremendous historical chiddush. I assume not all over, maybe in some obscure location, but we'll get to it. Anyway, all the Rishonim are bothered. What is the bracha on moist peppercorn? And if it's hadama, why should it be hadama if it grows on a tree? Meaning, you want to say shahakal, say shahakal. You want to say tzaitz, say tzaitz. Since when? And it's mamish a fruit, right? Meaning, the peppercorn is mamish the fruit of the pepper tree. So why should it be hadama? And here we have two lechor slightly different deos. The Gezmish, I found the Rashba, and he's similar to me, but he's not exactly the same, to explain the Shita of the Rambam, which you say hadama on moist peppercorns. And there are two shitas based on nati adaita dahachi. Two shitas based on nati adaita dahachi. Says the Rashba in the Shut. Says the Rashba in the Shut Rashba that was on page 9. He says, because it's semi nati adaita dahachi, low level, not the low level of Lushe Shvat. Says most people are not tedaik dahachi, but a minority of people are. It's a miyat not tedaik dahachi. When it's a miyat not tedaik dahachi, you make a compromise, and you and it becomes a hadama only miutan lefamim. So you don't say ha'etz, and it should be like korah. But since ketsas is not tedaik dahachi, you say hadama. The Gezmish Mishnah says a little differently. He says, no, it's for sure low nati daita dahachi. Who would want to grow moist pepper when dry, like regular pepper, is super duper expensive and is a tremendous cash crop? The way the Gezmish Mishnah says it is, since it's low nati daita dahachi, you're mishana the bracha a little, meaning you bring it down one level. And then he found the Rashba. I don't think him and the Rashba are the same thing. The Rashba is saying, since it's a miyat nati daita dahachi, it gets an in-between bracha. I think the Gezmish Mishnah is saying, since no one's nati daita dahachi, it goes down one level. Korah goes down from Hadama to Shahako, Pogla and Ulan and Tamros, if it hadn't been Daitahi, would have gone down to Shahako. And Pepper goes down from AIDS to Hadama. These are just sort of compromise shitas in terms of Nati Adai to Dahachi. We'll cause them later. So, but what's interesting about these shitas is that Nati Adai to Dahachi apparently does not define the word pre. Then everything goes down to shakel. Rather, sometimes it goes down from hates to adama. That implies that nati daita dahachi is just a definition of hashivas. There's this vague factor called hashivas, and therefore hashivas brings down one level for the Kesef Mishnah, or hashivas makes it in between bracha according to the Shut Rashba. Okay, someone's going to ask me, between the two Shut Rashbas, on something we discussed earlier. I'll give you two answers, but we will. I'll just point out that, and then we'll leave a day to the hachi, that if, I'll just pause it for one moment, why is something that will not be a day to the hachi gam shahakal? One answer is, can just not called pre. Torah is not called pre. Whatever you don't, whatever grows but is not grown is not called a pre. That's against the Kesef Mishnah. That's against the Shem Rashba. It's against the Levush Shorat. The other option could be, it doesn't have so much Hashivas. It has less Hashivas. If it has less Hashivas, then we can understand that less Hashivas can bring you from Hadama to Shahakol. Less Hashivas maybe can bring you from Eitz to Shahakol, but less Hashivas can also bring you from Eitz to Hadama. Well, according to Kesef Mishnah, anything that starts to Eitz just loses one level of Hashivas comes Hadama. According to Shem Rashba, if it's a Mi'at Eitz to Hachi, it's a half loss of Hashivas Hadama, and according to Moshe Shrad, if it's a neutral Kavana, that's a half loss of Hashivas, and it brings you down to Hadama. Okay, that's another Hakir, but we're not going to spend too much time on that now. Eitan, I'll put it on the board.
Then, what is the Kesef, how does our deal with this Kesef Mishnah, who assumes that the lowering of low with the Kure is going to be Hadama? And its base status is a Dhamma, and then so what one of the things you have is going to break down to
What does that do for Heimer? Heimer is talking about something which is a Daita to the Hachi. Rav Haim would have to get. Sorry, he would have to be against the Kesef Mishnah.
Yeah,
but Seder, he doesn't have to fit the Kesef. You're right. That's a good Hara. He is Mefurish against the Kesef Mishnah. So one shot is again, and there's also a Hakira that's not. I don't know, for some reason the Masifta, I haven't opened it, but doesn't have any of my Hakiras today. I'm assuming the
Hakira in the Rashba.
No, that it has. I'm sure. Yeah. I have two answers. I don't know how many answers it has. Eino Nikra Pri. Eino Nikra Pri. That's one shot because Pri equals something grown, not something which grows. Or B is that Ein lo chashivas. It's just a lack of chashivas. If it's just a lack of chashivas, then after mean it could be that it won't always become shahakol. It might go down from Eitz to Hadama. That's also a lack of chashivas, right? Nafkamina is Nafkamina de Yitachen She Yered Darga Meha Eitz Lehadama Velo Yered Beis Dargos Leshahakol. And there are three such examples. One, the Kesef Mishnah, seemingly for every fruit. Two, the Shut Rashba, for a fruit which has a miut, das. And three, the Lushe Shrad, for a fruit which has neutral das. Okay, but we will leave this for now. And so the three shitas, like this, unless you want to come up with a different one, this, are the Kesef Mishnah, would say this for all fruit, all ha'etz. The Shut Rashba would say this for miyot, for das miyot, and the Levushei Shrad would say this for neutral das. Okay, but now I want to leave. I really want to start today's shir, which is to get into tzlaf. We still have 20 minutes left to get into tzlaf. Maybe we'll be able to do everything we wanted to do when Chaim or who does the board now? Chaim does the board now, right?
Whatever you want.
Yes, Chaim, you're on.
Whatever you want.
yeah. Yes.
I have two quick points, but number one can we say that it would, like the peppercorn, for example, that the basis would really be shahakol because it's not really edible, and now we're actually upping it to Hadama.
But the moist one is edible. But you're saying because the truth is that is what the Eliyahu Rabbah tries to do a little with the shahrash, but he says it's really because like you're not supposed to eat it at all. So maybe I have to think about it more. We talk about
it.
Yeah, I have to think about it more. Which is what we passed him at dry pepper. Yeah. That's my chokas. Okay, let's go to tzlaf. Okay, fine. Tzlaf, let's go. Amar b'hidu marav. Right, remember we had a discussion of tzlaf. What did we say in tzlaf? We just used it as a raya in the Shakamataria of Korah. We said, after all, after all, why do you say Hadama on the Olin and Tamras of Tzlaf? The answer is because you planted a Daiti. I'm Rav Yudah Rav. Tzlaf shel Olin b'chutzlaretz zorks efyonos v'ochlos hakafrisin. Tzlaf shel Olin b'chutzlaretz, you throw out the efyonos, because it's asra anok, because it's arlo, because arlo applies to chutzlaretz, but you eat the kafrisin. What are kafrisin? So the sifta says the machlokes rishonim. I will go with most rishonim. Maybe next time we'll see if Rashi agrees. Is that right? Did they say most rishonim? Disagree with Rashi? I don't know. Okay. Maybe I shouldn't even start now. Yeah, could I volunteer to hand out the pictures of tzlaf? Okay. Tzlaf is a caper bush. A caper bush, there are places where they grow it industrially, but it is a very hardy plant which grows, again, I don't think Rashi ever saw tzlaf, because tzlaf really only grows in the Mediterranean basin and a little to the east of there, not to the north. But tzlaf is a very hardy bush. Besides tzlaf farmers, which I don't know if they have in Israel, if you look, you see these bottom the two pictures on the bottom left from the Wikipedia page of caper? Caper bushes. It's one of those things that grows in cracks in stone and cement. They're caper bushes. Growing those things, growing in the Kotel, are caper bushes. I don't know how well they grow. Meaning they might not grow to full maturity there, because I've never seen them make fruit or even flowers. But those are caper bushes. They just probably don't do so well. Those are caper bushes. And it's been reported to me, who lives in Harnof? Have you checked the sidewalk? It's been reported to me in the sidewalk in Harnof, there is tzlaf grown all over the place. Again, not quality tzlaf. I wouldn't expect to find all the parts, etc. How does tzlaf grow? If you look on the top left, there are, you see the same company? Fratelli D'Amico. Sells two different products. In the stores, you can buy two different products. One is called capers, and one is called caper berries. Caper berries, on the top left, those are fruits. They look like olives. They're about the size of olives. But inside, they look nothing like olives. Inside, they're more like tiny pomegranates. Like it's a shell, and inside is like a lot of tiny pomegranate-looking seeds. As a matter of fact, just like a pomegranate, you ever wonder why Chazal talked about if you go to a pomegranate tree, you're like, porate v'ochel, you take seed by seed and you eat it if you want to eat it without miser when it's already in a chutzer, etc., all those things we're not getting into now. The pomegranates, we buy them before they have grown to their last phase. The last phase of growing pomegranates is that the red peel of the pomegranate, which is much, much bigger than a tzlaf, the red peel cracks open on the tree. And then all the seeds eventually fall out, and that is how it reproduces itself. This will also happen to the, if you look at the picture with a lot of purple in it, that's if you leave it on the tree longer than they sell nowadays, just like we sell pomegranate before they crack, no one wants a cracked fruit, we sell caper berries before they crack. But if you leave it on the tree, you see that there's only one picture with purple. If you leave it on the tree, passion's green, and it gets red and purple, it cracks open, and you see there's all these tiny little seeds that look like remote seeds in there. That's the final stage of the caper berries. They don't sell just those seeds nowadays. They sell, before it cracks, they sell the whole fruit, which is really, it looks a little like an olive, but inside, nothing like an olive, it's just like a tiny pomegranate. That's the caper berries. Then there's also the capers, right? That's the next picture. The capers are like little, you see next to the jar of capers, by the way, all of these are pickled. They're better pickled. It's not that you can't eat them straight, but they're better pickled. It's
supposed to be terribly bitter.
That's why we pickle olives as well, right? But it depends which.
You put capers in pasta just like a bit.
And these, by the way, the caper berries are around olive size. These little capers, you can't tell from this picture, they're around the size of peas. And you use them as an ingredient. You add them to salads, you add them to pasta. It's again, biologically nothing similar to peas, but they look like peas, and I have no idea what to do with peas. Okay, Lomashai. Anyway, what are those? Those are the unripe buds. Next to the jar of capers is unripe buds. That is the first stage of growth. Meaning, first it has to grow leaves, etc. And then it grows these little, you see on the top right,
The edible kefir is the unopened flower pod, picked when still dark green and the size of a corn kernel. Okay, corn kernel pea, same size. There are these little buds, and then they pickle those and sell them as kefirs. And in Israel, you can also buy kefirs in the freezer section. Not kefir berries, kefirs. In addition to in jars, I don't know, once you get to the culinary aspects, I stop caring. But how does it grow? So this page is more or less in order. It starts as these little buds, and when you pick them, super, 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 like not even unripe, like 8 stages before unripe, like just a little bud before anything, there's a leaf in just that tiny little bud, you pick those and you sell them as kefirs, and that's a thing people sell. And then if you follow the pictures, in normal English reading order, that green bud opens and white flowers emerge from underneath, and inside them are like the stamens or pistils or stamens, whatever they are, which are the reproductive organs, however that works, right? The white flower opens, like all trees, right? As a bud turns into a flower, turns into a fruit, those things come out, they get pollinated, and then they grow into fruit. And now the next row is not exactly in order. So skip that first one and go to the one with like, looks like green things growing out. Then inside there, inside that flower, instead of all those little sticking out stamens, it grows this fruit, which is the kefir berry they sell. That's the green fruit. And if you let it, leave it on the tree more, which in the old days some people did, it splits open. And an animal or a bird or a person could just eat those little Ramon-type seeds and then eventually fall on the floor. If you leave it on too long, that's the last picture in this row, it just dries out. Like many fruits, you leave them too long, and for some reason, that's also the first picture in that row, and then it's not interesting anymore. Okay, now we know all about kefirs. What are the kafrisin, and what are the evyonos that we're discussing now is not so clear. Maybe I should have given them a chorus on this first. But tell me if this is what the Masechta says, because I didn't see the Masechta, and it's a little confusing. Most Mefarshim assume that in Chutz La'aretz, you throw out the kafrisin and eat the evyonos. The kafrisin and the yonos are the two most edible parts. What?
Say that again.
That the kafrisin and the evyonos are these two things in jars.
And what do you throw out?
No. He's talking about Ta'arla. The kafrisin and evyonos are the two parts that they sell nowadays in supermarkets. Not in all Israeli supermarkets, only fancy ones. And the kafrisin are what's called kefirs in English. And the evyonos are the kefir berries. Meaning the evyonos are the fruit and the kafrisin is the bud. That is what I think most of the Farshim say. Rashi, in a few places, tell me if this is what it says in the Sifta. And Dovi is convinced of this, if Dovi's here. I don't see him. Rashi in a few places sounds like the kafrisin might be the peel, meaning the kefir berries is both the evyonos and the kafrisin, and the kafrisin is like the peel of the rimon, and the evyonos are the seeds inside it. Is that what it says in?
Sure.
All right, whatever. We'll look at it later.
Sure.
Anyway, for now, let's go with, I think, the majority interpretation, which is that the kafrisin are the kefirs, and the evyonos are the kefir berries. Each shot has its kashas, etc. But in any case, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav would, in Chutz La'aretz, during the first 3 years of Arla, discard the evyonos, because they were Arla, because they were chalos pri, and eat the kafrisin, because the kafrisin are not a chalos pri. So the Gemara asks, Lemaimer, Devyonis, Peri, Kafrizin, La Peri. What does that mean? Devyonis is a pre and Kafrizin is not a pre. Reminu, Almine, Nitzvah. Nitzvah is another word for Tzlaf. There are a lot of words for it. Alam, Bala, Tamros, Omer, Berpi, Adamo. We had this earlier. On the Alam and Tamros, what are Tamros? If Devyonis are the caper berries and Kafrizin are the capers, meaning those green buds, and the Olin are obviously Olin. We know what leaves are. What are tamros is not 100% clear. Not 100% clear. Rashi says something which is also not clear. Rashi says where is he saying earlier? Betzocha olim gedelim kamin tamros bolton ba'ala kamo ba'olin shel arava. There are tamros that grow in the leaves and stick out like the olin shel arava. I'm not sure how the willow branches grew in his days.
Well, there were willow branches that have sometimes little berries on them.
Yeah, but
that's what he's that's what he'd be, something that connected with the leaves themselves.
Yeah. Anyway, some people suggest it's a gall, which is some sort of reaction that grows something like a little berry on a leaf. Unclear. But that's one shot might be a gall is really a reaction, like an allergic reaction or some sort of reaction on a leaf that can grow various things, some of which look like berries, even though they're not actually berries. But some of them look awfully like, unclear. And I don't know how they grew in the aromas in his days. I mean, it's not like a dasa that are supposed to grow berries, etc. I don't think aromas are normally supposed to grow berries. I've never seen a willow tree grow berries. I've seen lots of willow trees in my life. And hadassim, I always see with berries. So again, the orange have berries and hadassim, that's different. That's the fruit of the hadassim, that I'm not going to talk about. Anyway, kitzer, one way of reading the Gemara is that kafrisin are the capers that they sell in supermarkets, and avionos are the caper berries they sell in supermarkets. The aldam are the leaves, and the tamros are some growth in the leaves, perhaps the gall. You can Google gall. And find out what it is later and decide if you agree, but no one's sure. Some people want to say that no, Rashi meant something different. Because what does Rashi say? Kafrisa are klipa gedola shesvivos apri kein klipa gedela svive goes in dakin. Again, I don't know what kind of it goes in dakin he was talking about exactly. It's a little hard to tell. and klipa can mean very different things, right? Meaning the caper is also a klipa. Around the not yet grown pre, the sort of embryonic pre, is this bud, which is like a klipa, unclear. But some people want to say in Rashi that no, the caper berries is both avionos and kafrisin. The avionos are the little seeds inside, and the kafrisin is the shell, is the peel around them, like the peel of the rimon and the seeds of the rimon. And if so, then maybe the tamros are the capers. And the ulan are the leaves. So we're not exactly sure, but each shot has advantages and disadvantages. You know, I don't know if this is, if I told you what it says in Masifta or not.
No, I'll show it to you.
Okay, anyway, Kitzer. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara then. And again, maybe we'll go with what most people assume is the kafrisin or the capers they sell in supermarkets, the avionos or the caper berries. The Gemara says, Lamemer, the avionos, pri, the kafrisin, la pri, or minu, don't you say ha'etz even on avionos and kafrisin? So that shows it is a pri ha'etz. Ludam or Rabbi Akiva, no, that's true according to Rabbi Eliezer. But Rehi was saying, like Rabbi Akiva, Ditznan, Rabbi Eliezer, over Slav, Misaser, Tamros of Yonos and Kafrisin. You have to think Meisher than Tamros of Yonos and Kafrisin. And Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Amos, Aser, of Yonos, Bovat, only the Yonos. It's Machlokas, where the Kafrisin are Chayiv and Meisher. So what's the assumption? Just like they argue of Kafrisin are Chayiv and Meisher, they would argue Kafrisin are Chayiv and Orla. And just like they argue Kafrisin are Chayiv and Meisher and Orla, they would argue if Kafrisin are very Prehaids or not. Mipnei to pre, because only the Avionos pre according to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yudah Rab was like Rabbi Akiva, and that price was like Rabbi Eliezer. The name Allah Rabbi Akiva. So why didn't you just say Allah Rabbi Akiva? The Amar Allah Rabbi Akiva. Mina Filer Baritz. If he had said Allah Rabbi Akiva, he thought he was passing really like Rabbi Akiva, even there it's Yisrael. Kamashlo, no, he's saying I don't really pass like Rabbi Akiva. If I really pass like Rabbi Akiva, I would have said so. Chasr Shalom doesn't pass like Rabbi Akiva. What does he pass? We're not sure yet. But he doesn't pass like Rabbi Akiva. Rather, he's telling us a rule. Whenever there's a machlokes tanoim in mitzvah tolis ba'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, even if those mitzvahs apply in chutz la'aretz, we always pass in like the most mekel deya, and therefore he doesn't pass like Rabbi Akiva, but in chutz la'aretz he does because of the special rule of kol mekel. Aval ba'aretz lo. So why didn't you just say Alocha Rekiva in Chutz La'aretz? Why do you have to make up a new statement? If he only said Alocha Rekiva in Chutz La'aretz, you might have thought the Halacha is only like the day that's making in Chutz La'aretz. When even in Eretz Yisrael, it's machlokas in drabanan, because meiser from trees is only drabanan. What do you mean by meiser from trees is only drabanan? Right. What's the famous machlokas Rishonim?
Ramba.
Versus most Rishonim. Most Rishonim say midar raisa. How many species are chayav in trumas of meiseros?
Three.
Three words. It's actually I fooled you. It's more than three species. Don't go into your tree. It's hard. Dogon is multiple species. How many species? You know, we can ask for Schefter. But Dagon Tirush V'Yitzhar is only in Chumash, that's four species. Right? Dagon is Chita Tzora, and Tirush is grapes, and Yitzhar is olives. We discussed this not too long ago. Anyway, so most Rishonim, this line in the Gemara reads perfectly. Meiser Ilan is Rabbanan. The Rambam says no, all trees are Daraisa. It's only Yerukos that are Darabanan. Because the Mar mostly says Yerukos Darabanan. So everyone has to cash on the Rambam from Arsunya after Meiser Ilan be Darabanan. And they answered that no, even the Rambam admits that it's only Daraisa, very chashev tree of trees. And Gafrisin is not so chashev. Okay, but that's not our sugya now. That's why it wasn't on the Torah. I just wanted to point out to you there's a famous kasha on the Rambam. Let's continue. we might have thought he's only Mekel, like the Mekel Dein Chutzlarts, when it was a machlokes about the Rabbanans in Israel. But if it would have been a different case, the machlokes about the Raisa in Israel, he would pass like the Machmer Day, even the Chutzlarts, as a Gzeira. Nami Nigzer, Kamash Malan, no. Kamashlan, since he didn't say Halacha Rabbi Kiva in Chutzlaretz, he just said his statement, then we could understand from that, we would at least not misunderstand from that, the Halacha is always like the day of Mekel in Chutzlaretz. Why? We'll have to see in the next year. Ravina asked the Maravashi to Zarka Vino Zarka Fizi, and he found Maravashi doing the exact same thing. Lachori is also in Chutzlaretz. Maravashi never went to Israel. He threw out the Avionos in the first 2 years and ate the Kafrisin because he held like Rabbi Akiva. Like, my diet is Rabbi Akiva, the Mekel. Why are you following Rabbi Akiva? Who's Mekel? Vlevin Mark Beit Shammai, Mekel Tvei. Why don't you just do like Beit Shammai? Who's more Mekel? If you're going to follow the Mekel day, why not follow Beit Shammai and even eat the Avionos? Why Beit Shammai match the Avionos? Not Slav Beit Shammai and Klein Bekarim. Beit Shammai and Klein Bekarim. Slav, can you plant it in a vineyard? Beit Shammai says, yeah, no, and Beit Shammai says yes. Why? Because you're allowed to plant trees in a vineyard. That's not klein. Only vegetables in a vineyard are klein. So Beis Shammai says slaf is a vegetable. And Beis Hillel says slaf is a tree. So why not just follow Beis Shammai that slaf is a vegetable? And vegetables, there is no Mr. Arla on anything and eat the avionos. Eile l'modim schaib arla. But they both admit schaib and arla. So hagu fakasha. Hold on. That's internally contradictory. Amar tzlaf Beis Shammai v'klayim v'kerim. Beis Shammai says you're not planting tzlaf and a kerim, and it's an iser chomer of klayim. Alma min yereku. That shows it's a type of yerek. V'hadr tani inve ilamodim shchayv arla alma min ilanu. But then you said even Beis Shammai v'shchayv in arla, so it's ilan, so it's a steer in Beis Shammai. Halukash Beis Shammai shubuk nisaf galeva abdi hachal chomer hachal le chomra. No. No problem. Beis Hillel is sure that tzlaf is a tree. Beis Shammai is besupik with a tree or vegetable. They're not ruled ways. For klayim, it's more common to be a vegetable. It's usher to plant in a keren. For arla, it's more common to be a tree because then you have to usher the fruits the first 3 years. But he still is a kasher maravashi. Kol makol Beis Shammai every suffik arla. Still, pass like Beis Shammai, he's the mekel dea, and he's besupik. So it's suffik arla. Vatnan suffik arla merit stral usher sur yomotar v'chutzlar shiori v'lokeach v'vachlo yimenu v'lokei. But even Paslai Beshame, then we suffered our lives. Suffered our lives, but some more turn hard starts. Even in Syria, which is halfway in between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, suffered our lives, but turn Yefed, and what we'd like Rashi in other places in Shas. And in Chutz La'aretz, suffered our lives, but turn Yefed, and in Syria, suffered our lives, but turn Yefed, and Chutz La'aretz, suffered our lives, even Motel Chachila. You can go down and buy from a guy who is, let's assume, selling you Suffolk Arla, meaning, I don't know, he's a farmer, he has Arla, he's not Arla, you never know what he's selling. You can even tell him, go harvest me some fruits and sell them to me, and l'chachila, create a Suffolk, as long as you don't see him, pick from young Arla-looking trees, as long as it's not a fate. So won't you be Mekel like Beis Shammai, who will then make it Suffolk tree, and Suffolk Arla, and then you can even eat the avionos and consorts? The answer is where we keep makam realizer of dina kavase beis shav makam beis hillel ino mishnah. Okay, we'll have to see what this means. Beis Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Eliezer, we can rely on beis Shammai against beis hillel is not a mishnah, meaning it doesn't even count as a machlokas. Beis Shammai is, even though beis Shammai as individuals are within our mesorah, and the chefetz shel Torah, they're part of our mesorah. We don't consider them like heretical sects who are not recorded in the Gemara. And the Rav like to say that if you learn Beis Shammai, it's just as much a mitzvah d'oraisa of Talmud Torah as learning Beis Hillel. But for halacha l'maisa, ein a mishnah, it is considered not a valid halachic shita. We can't rely on it at all, not even in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, let's skip for a moment to the parentheses, and then we'll have to end with the question. There's a parenthesis at the like seventh to last skinny line. The helsa kamar bravashi zorkav yonas vachon zakav frisa. It looked like mar bravashi. Interestingly, could have also said it looked like Rav. He did the same thing. Who would throw the yonas eighth of frisa? Umi delgabi orla la pirin inu delgabi brachas nami la pirin inu. And since it's considered not a fruit of a tree for orla, the kafrisa. Because there's no orla. Likewise, for brachas is not the fruit of a tree. Lo marach la barbeitz al barbeidam. And you make barbeidam and kafrisa. Bottom line, the Gemara. "Quote unquote paskins, you make hadam and kafrisim because there's no orla." And Tosfos points out the rest of the Hilchsa that this is the Bahag, and this is not the Shor Losha Bahag. Tos says this is the Bahag, this is not the Gemara. This is what a scribe copied here from the Bahag. And Tosfos says it makes no sense. He quotes the Maharam, says it makes no sense. Why? Because why did Mar Baravashi eat the kafrisim? Because he paskin they weren't? He paskin like Rabbi Akiva? Or because? Kalamekel ba'aretzal ha'chamos b'chutzlaretz. He didn't really paskin like Rabbi Akiva. He only had a kula b'chutzlaretz. So may Ikra did. We don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. And that's what Tosfos is saying. The guy by Orla paper, which is the Kalamekel ba'aretzal ha'chamos b'chutzlaretz. So ba'aretzal ha'chamos. In Eretz Yisrael, it has Orla. In chutzlaretz, it's the fake. Eretz Yisrael is the real. Right? Eretz Yisrael is the real halacha. Chutzlar, it's the fake with all these special kulas because it's just chutzlar. It's Eretz Yisrael is the real halacha, at least when it comes to Tzlish Ba'aretz. I'm not getting into Ramban philosophy here. Mitzvah Tzlishar, it's Eretz Yisrael is the real halacha, and chutzlar, it's the fake. So in Eretz Yisrael, it is a fruit. So it really is a fruit. Therefore, Tosin passing against the Bahag, Barkling Bird Priha 8, Uber Brachas, like a chilip in it, and you can't say the Brachas different Eretz Yisrael and chutzlar. You have to go by how it really is. It's really a fruit. In Chutzar, Tarmeka, like the Dan, it's not a fruit, even though that's not the real halacha. It's a special kula. And therefore, it's the special kula. In Chutzar, it's the real halacha that it's a fruit, so you say, hey, Tosfos argues on the Bahag. We'll have to pick up with next time. We didn't get very far. Question number two, part two of the Makor sheet, which is, who's right, Tosfos the Bahag, and what's their svara? Not a very long sugya. If I had 10 minutes, we could do it, but I don't. Number three, just a side point, not to do with brachos. Why is called a mekel ba'aretz halacha with most of the chutzlaretz? Fascinating discussion. And then we will go, we'll analyze this Gemara a little more. We'll go back to the Shomer parts of the Gemara, and we'll talk about, I guess, two other issues in this Gemara, two or three. Number one, Shomer Lepri. What exactly is this special din called Shomer Lepri, and what is its status for brachos and Kol Tarkula? Number two, Tosfos side point Garina, maybe won't get into that so much. And number two, the fascinating discussion that Tosfos brings up in Dibur Maskel Shiuro, how big does a fruit have to be considered a fruit for purposes of Ha'etz? How does that compare to every other thing that depends on a Chalos Pri and Kol Tarkula? And, you know, what's the real definition of fruit? What's the specific local quirky definition of fruit? Because when you start learning Seder's Run, the rest of Seder's Run, you realize that there's multiple very, very, very different definitions of fruit. And that will take us at least the next shiur, Amir Tzashem. Okay, we should have a source Tovos, Yeshuos v'Nechamos, and we should keep the Marbe Torah Tfila and Mice and Tovos.
I thought that the difference between Surya and Kutarit might have been
recording stopped.
Or
what do you mean by that?